And the British North American Act, as it was passed through the Parliament of the UK in 1867, was never presented to John A. Macdonald to take back with his delegation back to Canada. It was given to the Governor General at the Court of St. James by none other than Queen Victoria. And the Governor General was took these as his personal property, and went to Canada, and then set up the United Legislature for the Central Legislature for the United Colony. So basically, the British North American Act took the four provinces, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick, and made them one colony, or the Dominion of Canada. The UK government backed the wrong players in the war of Northern aggression in the United States. They actually helped the Confederacy. They sank a bunch of Union ships, and they did a lot of damage to the Union. And they were in negotiations at the time of this going through with the United States, and they didn't want to lose Canada. And so the Empire decided that the only way that they can keep Canada was to make it a united colony rather than four individual colony, that it isn't a constitution because it constitutes nothing other than giving the Governor General absolute control over the Dominion. That the Statutes Law Revision Act removed the enacting clause, okay, and more importantly, it repealed Section 2. And Section 2 reads, the application of provisions referring to the Queen. The provisions of this act referring to Her Majesty, the Queen, extend also to the heirs and successors of Her Majesty, kings and queens of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. That's been removed. So when you go back down to the executive power, declaration of the executive power in the Queen, the executive government and authority of and over Canada is hereby declared to be to continue and be vested in the Queen. The Queen they're talking about in this act is Queen Victoria, and only Queen Victoria. No other monarch. And upon her death in 1901, the British North American Act, as letters patent, died with her. The Statute of Westminster freed the Dominion of Canada, ended it publicly, and gave the land to all the people here in Canada so that they could confederate a federal authority. Well, Ottawa had a conniption because all of that work between 1901 and 1930 was gone if they said, if they told the people the truth, the Dominion is no longer. But they said, the Dominion lives on. And if you said, oh, really? How wonderful is that? So where's the Governor General and where's his letters patent? Well, the Dominion lives on. So where's the Governor General and his letters patent? The Dominion lives on. So how does it live if there is no Governor General and there are no letters patent. Don't worry about it. Dominion lives on. And it was done as pure theft. This is fraud and theft. And Canada did not confederate. Canada does not today have a constitution. As a matter of fact, in 1982, if you actually understand what was created there, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms is nothing more than the incorporation documents for a maritime incorporation of a ship. Mm-hmm.